coming up on episode number 587. Well, on tonight's Thursday night cover story, I'm going to be doing something that I've been doing a lot of this year, which is doing cover stories based on artists who are well out of the mainstream. People like Neutral Milk Hotel, Magnetic Fields, Fred Neil, and for us US citizens, Paul Kelly. Tonight we're going to feature the music of Nick Drake, who's one of those artists that few people know, but the people who do know about him really love his music, and he's also inspired a lot of different artists. So we'll have covers of Nick's music as well as a cover by Nick. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Thursday night. It's June 18th, 2009. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another Cover Story edition of Coverville, where we pick an artist or a group and then present to you several different interpretations of music by that group or by that artist, including some covers by them, if some are available. Tonight, we're going to look at a musician who would have had a birthday tomorrow. He would have been 61 years old, which blows my mind, because it seems like, you know, when his music was popular, it wasn't that long ago, but I guess it was, or when his music was introduced. I wouldn't say it was popular back then when he first came out in the early 70s and late 60s. I'm talking about Nick Drake, who was born June 19th, 1948 in Burma, and he died just 34 years later. I'll get that together before the next break, figure all that out. He died in 1974. There we go. So he died. Quick math, Brian. Let's see how quickly you can do it. 26 years later in England. A musician who most people know of because of a couple different things, either the Garden State soundtrack, which was huge several years ago, or a Volkswagen commercial that used his music, Pink Moon. It was for, I think, a cabriolet with either a moonroof or a convertible top, and the people who are driving around in the dark and looking at the moon show up to a party and then decide they're just going to go back in the car and drive around because they're having more fun. Enough jibber-jabber. Let's get to the music, though. Kicking off with one of my favorite Nick Drake songs and a fantastic cover. It's by Mark Boone from his 2008 release, Threology. It's a cover of At the Chime of a City Clock.
City freeze, get on your knees, pray for warmth and green paper. A city drought, you're down and out, see your trousers don't taper. So saddle up, kick up your feet, ride the range of a London street, and travel to a local plane, turn around and come back again. And at the chime of a city clock, you put up your roadblock, hang on to your crown. For a stone in a tin can is wealth to the city man who leaves his armor down. Neighbors only. The games you play make people say you're either weird or lonely. A city star won't shine too far. of a city drum. See how your friends come in twos or threes or more. For the sound of a busy place is fine for a pretty face. Who knows what a face is for? His armor down.
Could have been a sailor, or could have been a cook. Real life lover, I could have been a book. I could have been a signpost. I could have been a clock. Simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. I could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been one of these things first. Could have been your pillar, I could have been your door. I could have stayed beside you, I could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, I could have been your friend. Whole long lifetime, it could have been the end. It could be, you're so true. It would be, I should be, through and through. It could have been. One of these things first. have been a whistle, could have been a float. A real life giver, could have been a boat. Could have been a signpost, or could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be even here, yeah, 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 yeah. Would be, I should be, so near. Could be. These things first, yeah. Could have been one of these things first.
John there singing some words that don't belong to Bernie Taupin. That is his cover of Nick Drake's The Day Is Done from an unreleased set of music called The Saturday Sun Sessions, which found him covering a few Nick Drake songs. I'll link to the blog where that music was recently made available. Very, very cool stuff. And a great example of something that that I've found to be a recurring theme in Nick Drake's music, which is the chord that doesn't quite go where you're expecting it to go, or the chord progression that doesn't quite go where you're expecting it to go. That has a fabulous hook in it with the really high tinny guitar that you hear at the beginning and the middle of that track. Absolutely fantastic, and a great performance there by Elton John in the mid-70s, covering Nick Drake. Before that, One of These Things First by Julian Coryell. This is an album that was such a happy discovery. Looking for some great covers of Nick Drake's music, I stumbled on this song, which led me to an entire album by Julian Coryell called Undercovers, which features covers of Accidents Will Happen, Telephone Line, Going to California, Lithium, great stuff, and I'm sure you can expect to hear more of that stuff or more songs from this album as we progress through future episodes of Coverville. And we start off the show with Mark Boone from his album Threology with a cover of At the Chime of a City Clock. Kind of has a David Bowie feel to that cover there. Not much information available online about Mark Boone, at least that I was able to find, but a great cover there of, I think, one of my favorite Nick Drake songs. Well, Coverville tonight is sponsored by Sirius. Get the Stiletto 2 Radio. So, all right, you've got your iPod or your Zune or whatever it is, maybe your laptop that you're listening to Coverville on right now. And that's great, and I don't want you to stop. Don't stop listening to Coverville. But you've kind of taken a step in saying, you know what, traditional radio just doesn't have all the kinds of programming that I want to listen to. And it's true. Radio is becoming a little bit more homogenized, and it's becoming, with emergence of stations like Jack and Alice that are all across the country with kind of the same playlist, it is a little bit tougher to find the stuff that's specific and the stuff that's unique that you want to listen to. I used to be a very big satellite radio listener before podcasts and before I ran out of time to listen to anything but podcasts and record my own podcasts. I used to be a big satellite listener, and with the recent merge of Sirius and XM, it's like getting the best of both worlds. The Stiletto 2 Radio is available, and it is a portable satellite receiving radio that has some cool features. Obviously, you listen to satellite, Sirius, and the best of XM on it. You can transfer your own music via MP3 onto it, and you can listen to internet radio with it, stuff streaming music and streaming stations and stuff like that. Stations, across the country. Maybe you've moved and you want to listen to something from Philadelphia or New York or something. What it also lets you do is pause, rewind, go back if you miss something or you want to hear a certain song again. Of course, it's got the great digital display, so you can actually see the name of the song and the artist you're listening to. Something very, very cool. Something that I do in Coverville, by the way, especially if you have the AAC version. It also lets you schedule recordings. So let's say you're not in your car, you're not walking around when your favorite radio show is on satellite. This lets you program so you can actually record it. It's basically, this is TiVo for radio. Forget podcasting, this is TiVo for radio. Podcasting is its own monster. Anyway, you can pick up the Stiletto 2 Radio right now. It comes with a free car or home kit, so you can plug it into your stereo at home or your stereo in your car. And through Coverville, through the link right there in the show notes of this very episode, you can get $100 off the price of said Stiletto 2 Radio. Check it out, coverville.com. Click the link right there. You can find out more about it. And that is it for Sirius. All right, let's get back to the music because that was a little bit long. Riverman by Sean Lee. Here is an artist who started out in Wichita, Kansas, and then moved to L.A. and worked with Jeff Buckley, and then moved from L.A. to London to join the Wall of Sound, where he is right now. His recording here for Ubiquity Records, which put out these fantastic compilations called Rewind. This is from the fourth edition of Rewind. It's a cover of Riverman by Nick Drake, covered here by Sean Lee. Very, very cool.
And how he knows about the way his river flows, and all that shows is on said she prayed today for the sky to blow away, or maybe stay. She wasn't sure. For when she thought of summer rain calling for mind again, see the rhythm man, I'm gonna tell him all I can about the band Lone Pretty Free. If he tells me all he knows about the way his river flows, don't suppose it's meant for me. Oh, how they come in, oh. Oh, how they come
which do you dance for? Which makes you shine? Which will you choose now? If you won't choose mine, which will you hope for? Which can it be? Which will you take now? If you won't take me, tell me now, which will you love? Yeah.
This is a band called The Autumns. I was introduced to The Autumns by Josh and Jen from Colorado Springs, a couple that I met
That was really good. Let's try it again.
at Nerdtacular this year. Actually, I met Josh last year. Jen was telling me about this band, this great band called The Autumns, and played for me a cover of Please, Please, Please Let Me Get What I Want by The Smiths. And I was like, oh, this is fantastic. I got to get this on the show. And then I looked back and I realized that I'd already played it on the show a while back. So I told her I'd look at one of the other songs from that album for a future show and let her know when I was going to play it. That one just jumped out at me as one I had to play, and was another one of the reasons that the Nick Drake cover story had to happen so soon. Time of No Reply by The Autumns from their Covers 3-inch single. Before that, Lucinda Williams with a song that sounds like it was just made for her. It's called Which Will, and it was the last song on her 1992 album Sweet Old World. And that's one of those songs that, you know, it seems like it was recorded with the intention that it was going to kind of close out the album. It's just a beautiful, beautiful song there by Lucinda Williams. And then we start off the set with Riverman by Sean Lee from Rewind 4 from 2004. Just a fantastic kind of electronica rendition of the Nick Drake song, really taking it quite far out of the original genre. And I'm curious to see when the star ratings for the show come in, when people go to the website, go to coverville.com, and they rate which songs they liked. And I'm curious to see. I'm guessing that this one's going to be way up there near the top of the list as far as getting the most stars. A very, very cool cover of Riverman by Sean Lee. Nick Drake, you know, talk a little bit more about him. He's actually on the cover of the current issue of Mojo, at least the Mojo here in the States. I know that we're a little bit behind the UK in getting that magazine out here. So it's great timing, actually, to get a story about Nick Drake and get a chance to read up on him before tonight's show. But it's funny because there isn't a lot of information out there about Nick Drake. You look at performers nowadays and they've got blogs. They're constantly doing interviews. They've got a ton of stuff on YouTube, et cetera, et cetera. With Nick Drake, he was a very solitary performer. All we really know about Nick Drake is just a few bits of information here and there, and of course what we know from his music. And died very young, at the age of 26, with a debated accidental, non-accidental antidepressant overdose. Just such a shame, because you listen to his music and it seems like one of those guys like Jeff Buckley or who's another one that kind of reminds me of that. Well, Jeff Buckley's a great example of someone who died just at the peak of their prime or just before they were going to hit their peak. Just an amazing singer-songwriter, Nick Drake. Check out his originals. And we are going to hear one of his covers, a cover by Nick Drake, later on in the show. Before we get to that, though, let's get to a cover by Dennison Whitmer. Now, this is really cool. And hearing this song, you're really only going to get half the story. And so in the show notes for tonight's show, I'm going to put a link to a story, an online MP3 story by Dennison Whitmer about this cover of Nick Drake's Northern Sky. There's a great story behind it. As a matter of fact, it even ties into the song I'm going to play after it, but I won't tell you any more about that. You'll have to go listen to the story. It's great. Dennison was nice enough to allow me to play this track in tonight's show. It comes from his birthday podcast or birthday offer where he put up a bunch of songs for charity on his birthday website. You'll see that link as well. It's called It's My Party, I Can Sing If I Want To. And here's his cover, Dennison Whitman's cover of Northern Sky.
Saw the moon, knew the meaning of the sea. Never held emotion in the palms of my hands. Felt sweet breezes from the tops of the tree, but now you're here. brighten my northern sky. It's been a long time that I've waited. It's been a long time that I've known. It's been a long time that I've wondered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye. Would you love me for my money? Could you love me for my hair? Would you love me through the winter? Would you love me till I'm dead? Oh, if you would and you could, come blow your horn. Never felt magic crazy as this. Never saw the moon, knew the meaning of the sea. Never held emotion in the palms of my hand. Felt sweet breezes in the tops of the tree, but now you're here. Brighten my northern sky.
Soon. lifting the mask from a local clown, feeling down like him. Seeing the light in a station bar, traveling far and soon. Sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of the shoes, and hearing the trial of the people there, who's to care if they lose. Take a look, you may see me on the ground. I am the parasite of this town, dancing and jigging a church with chimes, a sign of the times today. And hearing no bell from a steeple tall, and people all in dismay, falling so far on the silver spoon, making the moon for fun, changing a rope for a size too small, and people all get home. Take a look, see me coming through. For I am a parasite, travels two by two, lifting the mask from a local clown, feeling down like him. I'm seeing the light in a station bar, traveling far and soon. I'm sailing downstairs to the northern line, watching the shine of the shoes, hearing the trials of the people there, to can't they lose. Take a look, you may see me on the ground. I am a parasite of this town. Take a look, you may see me. Sight hangs from your skirt.
Lou Barlow, shortly after getting kicked out of Dinosaur Jr., formed another band called Sebadoh, S-E-B-A-D-O-H, and released that album just last year, Smash Your Head on the Punk Rock, and included a cover of Pink Moon, almost unrecognizable cover of Pink Moon. If you don't know the song, and you probably do remember it from the Volkswagen commercial, then that version there is not going to jog your memory of the song. But it was interesting, so that's why I included it in tonight's show. Basically, Lou got frustrated with the main guy behind Dinosaur Jr., Jay Maskus, because he wouldn't let him perform. They wouldn't perform any songs that Lou wrote. So he left the band, formed Sebadoh. Also formed a band in the 90s called Folk Implosion. I know you've probably heard of them from a song they contributed to the kids' soundtrack called Natural One. Great performer there, and a very unusual take of a Nick Drake classic there, Pink Moon. If you want to hear more of a classic version of Pink Moon, or one that's closer to the Nick Drake version, and you're a Coverville citizen, then you'll hear that on bonus tracks. I've got another one lined up that I wanted to include in the bonus track show. Before that, you heard Parasite by Beck, a song that he released on his website for a short period of time. He actually covered three Nick Drake songs, including Pink Moon, and Which Will, which you heard earlier in the show, covered by Lucinda Williams. Great version there. One of the this was the one of the three tracks that had more of a band performance there, as opposed to Beck solo. And before that, All My Trials, a traditional song that was covered there by Nick Drake with his sister Gabrielle, who is an actress, still an actress in the UK, apparently making an appearance on Coronation Street very shortly. That comes from a CD called Family Tree, recently released CD called Family Tree. And then we start off the set with that song by Dennison Whitmer called Northern Sky from his It's My Party, I Can Sing If I Want To. Check out the link to his blog, listen to the story that goes along with it, and you will appreciate, you'll have a brand new appreciation for that song. Definitely check that out. Look in the show notes for a link to that. And with that, we are going to close out this edition of Coverville, playing the background music there. There it is. And if you want to get in touch with me, maybe you have another Nick Drake song that you wanted to see me play. Maybe something that I can fit into bonus tracks coming up later this month. Email me, coverville@gmail.com. You can also call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com. You'll also find the forums there, as well as the aforementioned link to star rate. Put a star rating on every song you heard on tonight's show. Tell me what you liked. Tell me what you didn't like. But more than that, tell me what you liked. Coming up will be an all-request show. I've got to do a Sunday show, so here's my promise to you that there will be a Sunday show with all requests so that I can do some other stuff next week. Also, I have a Father's Day request. I'm sure I've got to play for that, right? If I don't, you know where to get it to me. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on Coverville. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.